Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. The sun, and I say it's all right.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are going in depth today with the delightful Jackie Hansey. She's here representing the Hastings Community Education Group. And oh, Jackie, it's so good to see you. Happy fall to you.
Thank you. Happy fall to you as well.
So what does it feel like in your Tilden Community Center, Hastings Community Center? What does it feel like in the fall? There's an energy that comes back, isn't there?
Oh, definitely, because everybody's coming back after summer. So some of our, you know, our littlest friends haven't really been around much unless they took an enrichment class. But now we have these fresh new little bitties coming in with, some are coming in with their moms and dads for ECFE classes. Some
and
are,
you start those even like at 6 months old, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. You can start as a newborn. We have a new baby class that is run with a parent educator, and it's just groups of parents together with their new little ones to talk about life with a baby. And then we've got lots of preschool classes running. Our preschool is full right now. So there's kids ranging from 3 to 4, maybe almost 5 years old that are coming in. Some new preschoolers and then some that are on their second year of preschool. So, yeah, it's just definitely a new energy. People are back at it after summer, coming back into the building. The seniors, the adults are back in, so going well.
Fall brings what? What other kinds of changes does it bring?
Well, we have Fall Fest coming up. That's our arts and crafts fair. That's going to be on Saturday, October 15th from 9 to 2 p.m. We have a variety of crafters and vendors. Only a handful of like direct sales kind of people. Otherwise, the majority is all handmade,
nice,
crafted goods. And we say crafted eats as well because we have like crack candy is coming. I believe they were here for Rivertown Days. So I know there's a lot of buzz in our building because people are excited to have a chance to buy some of that again. We have Russ Armbruster with us. He's Krusty's LLC. He was also a Rivertown Days vendor, so he's back in the area again. If you picked up a favorite seasoning or barbecue sauce
oh,
from
him.
Oh,
that's what it was. Okay.
You can come back and see him again. He'll be back with his stock. Lots of other handmade items, home decor, towels, jams, baby books, things like that, that people have made. Unique items. Some vendors can customize pieces for you if you're looking for a unique maybe hostess gift with all the holidays coming up, or Christmas gift, or whatever you might celebrate coming up here.
So the event is going to be on October 15th. What are the hours?
9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also during that event, we are going to have 2 free classes that people can come try out. One of them starting at 11 a.m. is the magic of soft skiing. It's
what?
It's learning to come back to skiing. If maybe you did it in your younger years and you stopped because maybe you thought you were like too old or something, I don't know. Roger will be there to talk to you about how you can come back to it, like how you can get over your fear of maybe it's too fast for you or
and why is
whatever.
It called soft skiing?
Well, because you're just easing down the hill softly. You're not gonna, you know, bomb the hill. And
so it's more of
a
mental preparation for us?
Right, exactly. Yep. And just what equipment's out there that can help you, what's new
bubble
in
wrap.
The skiing. Maybe. You know, what's new out there in skiing? What's new in equipment? You know, and just kind of explaining what are the latest trends to help you get back.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, that's something that you can do. You could start when you're young and you can keep doing it if you want to. Or you could join your, you know, grandkids out there, your young adult children.
So how did this idea come about?
Roger approached me a while ago. He's one of those instructors that came to me and said, hey, I'm teaching this class. Can I teach it there? And we had tried to offer it as like a daytime class, or maybe it was an evening class. I don't even remember, but it was kind of an odd time of year. So we thought this would be a good time to try it because, oh, I hate to admit it, but skiing's not too far away. So just to get you ready and get you prepared. So maybe you can find some new equipment. He can tell you what to buy at the next swap meet or something.
No kidding. And that's the way to ease back into it also, is to get something at a swap meet.
Right, exactly. So he's here to come help you talk, or, you know, learn what you need to do to get back at it. We also, that day, we're going to have hands-only CPR with Denise. She's one of our CPR instructors. She, for the certification class where you would pay to take a class, she teaches for the American Heart Association. So she is offering hands-only CPR from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you don't receive a certification, but it's just something that's good to know, because we've learned that even if you don't do multiple CPR like we've been maybe taught in the past, even if you do hands-only CPR, you could potentially save someone. That's just kind of a class that she's offering as a service to our community. Come in and try it, learn more about it, and maybe it's something that'll help you get over something that might be holding you back from taking the actual class. So it's just a good step into it.
So these classes are offered during your fall fest. Do we have to sign up ahead of time?
You could register by calling 651-480-7673, but if you do not register, you can still just walk into the class. We're just kind of taking numbers if possible, but it's okay if you didn't register.
Jackie, I think that's really awesome, especially given the fact that, you know, sometimes people come and they maybe wouldn't come to one of these classes, but if they're coming to a fun event like this, they probably will want to take the classes as well, and it's a win-win.
Yeah, yeah, just check it out. We do have some classes. Our building typically isn't open on Saturdays, mm-hmm. but during Fall Fest, since we're going to be there anyways, we do have a couple classes that are running where you would have to register, and there is a payment with it. There's a couple kids' classes, so if you want to sign your child up for one of our art classes during that time,
and then you can shop in peace.
Then you can shop in peace and quiet. We have two of those offered, one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
What are the
The first one is the Thanksgiving party, so it would be a great opportunity for them to go create something for maybe your Thanksgiving table, or little host gift for grandma for hosting Thanksgiving. And then our second one is a Halloween kitties. It's a little kind of like little kitten mantle pieces that you could put on your mantle or set on your table. That's with our instructor Renee, so she's pretty creative. And then there are also some classes for adults. There's a wine glass etching class, and then you can also make some little beaded charms to go with that as well. So that would be a fun way to make it a girls' day or date day, I guess. You and your spouse could sign up and come in, make some art yourself, and then maybe peruse the aisles of Fall Fest and do a little shopping too.
So how many vendors again will be at Fall Fest?
We have 28 registered right now, so we have room for one more if you were thinking about it. So yeah, we've got some pretty unique things. One of my favorite unique people that are coming back, it's actually a father-son duo. They make just a variety of things. They came to me last year and they're like, we've never done a craft fair. Can you tell us how we do it? I'm like, you got to craft or make something.
Oh, you mean they didn't even have
What? Well, yeah, they had a project that what they told me was, we like to just kind of putz in our garage, but we've kind of got a lot of stuff that we made, And so we need to
unload it.
Unload it or whatever. And so they're actually back. We didn't scare them away from the craft fair scene. So.
And what is their product?
Let's see here. They've got woodworking and they make homemade charcuterie boards that
nice.
Are really unique and pretty. And it's one of those tables where you have to go there, and if you see like something that's in the shape that you like, or it's exactly what you were thinking of in your head that you needed or wanted, you have to buy it right away because it's just so
they're
unique.
One of a kind.
They're one of a kind. They make little like keychains. I know that were just crazy with the little girls. They all seem to be walking away with some for their backpacks and purses, and they do bowls and vases and.
All out of wood?
Yeah, a lot of wood projects. And then they do that epoxy, I don't know, it's like this, they pour the stuff into like wood, and then it adds like color to it.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really, they're really unique pieces. So I'm excited that they're back because they were entertaining as they prepared for their first craft fair, and now they're back. So I'm excited.
Not only that, but these are going to be great Christmas gifts, it sounds.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely, you know, get ready for your party season with host gifts and unique gifts for your family and friends.
Can you highlight some of the other crafts? It sounds so exciting.
Oh, we've got some homemade, like, custom drinkware and koozies that would be fun for, you know, if you're getting together with your girlfriends and you want to give them a unique gift for your weekend getaway or whatever. Or teacher gifts. These would all make great teacher gifts. We have some homemade purses and tote bags.
Really?
That would be, you know, a good gift for someone or yourself. I mean, don't forget about yourself. We have some homemade lip balms and scrubs, so you can have a little spa day for yourself. We've got, I don't know, I think I mentioned the crack candies. They're homemade gummy candies and lollipops and caramels. They're very popular. I have some coworkers that were like, if you can get crack candies, we'll be set or whatever. I was like, well, I'll have to see. And then I went and double checked our list. And I'm like, oh, actually, we already have them. They found us, so we're excited about that. We just have a lot of different unique things. We've got some people that have taken like antique and vintage wares and brought them back to life or made them into something different and unique, like homemade signs, and we have homemade pillowcases, beeswax candles, walking sticks. We even have somebody bringing homemade laundry soap.
I was going to say.
So, yeah. So, lots of things. We're excited.
So, again, can you give people the date, the time, and all the details of this again?
Ball Fest for Hastings Community Ed will be Saturday, October 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's located at the Tilden Community Center, and that's 310 River Street.
Jackie, tell us what else is going on, please.
Oh, we are getting ready for Barnyard Bingo. Oh,
that's so fun. Now, that is formerly known as Turkey Bingo. Is
correct.
That correct?
Yes, yes. We don't necessarily have frozen turkeys anymore that we're giving out, so that's why we moved it to Barnyard Bingo. It's just a fun, free, unique family event. You do have to register for that one because our capacity is limited, or our occupancy, I guess. And so that's just a fun event to get together with your family, play a little bingo. There's prizes, just unique things that we're offering as if you get a winner. And then we're collecting food donations for Hastings Family Services for that event.
And when is that, please?
That one is Friday, November 18th. And that's held at the Tilden Community Center as well. And you can register online at hastingscommunityed.com, or you can give us a call at 651-480-7670.
And have you had a great response from your new catalog?
We have. Yes, yes. It's been fun.
What are some of the classes that people are really excited about?
We have this glass mosaics class where you can come in and make a glass lamp or a window frame. That one's really popular. Our Lefse class always does well. That one's really
popular. For the holidays, yeah.
For the holidays, yep. So that one's a good one. And then we've got a couple holiday cookie classes. One's in the evening, which is nice. Nice change up because usually that was during the day, like on a Saturday morning. But this gives people a chance who have busy weekends to try out the Four Famous Cookies class. And then we also do have a Saturday holiday cookie and candy class. So that one's always popular too, and they fill up fast. So we've got yoga running again with Julie. That's very popular. Still a few spots left in that. Pound is back again with Sarah Munson.
Oh, wow. Great. So, yeah. Does that go all winter then?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, that'll go all winter long. So there's different sessions you can sign up for. So if you're like, oh, I don't want to sign up now if I already missed it. But they're broken into kind of four or five sessions. So easy to jump in there somewhere and get signed up.
And I know that your seniors are now going on their trips again. Tell us about that.
They are. They just got back from Door County.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, it was a beautiful trip. They had beautiful weather. Everybody had a great time. Everything went well. It's always good to have a smooth trip where everything goes well because, you know, even though seniors, they can get into stuff.
And that's an overnight trip.
That one was, was it 3 or 4 days? Yeah, they had a great time. They had tons of experiences. They went to a show. They had, I think they did a shrimp boil or something. You know, maybe they did a little winery tour. So, yeah, they had a really good time. It was a great trip. Great group, I guess, and everything went really smoothly.
But you also have just day outings, don't you?
We do, yep. And those are really open to anyone. It's not just seniors. So anyone can sign up for those. And they're filling up so fast. And, I mean, they fill up before they even hit our catalog sometimes. So that's something, if you're thinking about it, don't just think about it. You just got to sign up for it because it goes quick.
And what are some of the events that you have coming up with those?
With those, well, they're all full right now. So,
wow, Jackie, that's great.
It is great. So they're all full. They've got a holiday singing event, Ozarks Country Music or something like that. That's down at Treasure Island. So it's just nice because they get on you meet the stagecoach bus. So you're on a coach bus, and it takes you. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about driving through the city or anything like
that.
Drops you off at the door, picks you up at the door. So they have that, and then they're doing this fall, they'll do a train tour where they're going to do an apple orchard, and then they take a train ride out of Wisconsin through the countryside. So, and then there's also another one where they're doing the Swedish holiday tour. So they're going up to the city to a museum, and then they're going to have a traditional Swedish meal. So kind of fun, unique experiences.
Absolutely.
That maybe you wouldn't plan on your own. So.
So it's not too late to sign up for classes, I know. So either you go to the catalog and look up some classes and then give you a call, or you can go on your website. Do you want to give people that contact info?
Yeah, the website is hastingscommunityed.com. And then our phone number is 651-480-7670. Or you can check out our catalog. And in our catalog, we have QR codes on each page. And you can scan those QR codes with your phone, and it'll take you right to the registration page for whatever's on that page.
Pretty slick.
So you don't have to look through or find it online.
Fabulous. Great to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thanks for coming in and getting us caught up on all the good things going on at Hastings Community Education. Jackie Hansey was here today, and we're so happy. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun, tootin' tootin'. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.